Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, it's Mike and Kim along with you. Do you take life too seriously? I've got some little tidbits to help you not do that, I guess.
Okay, and I'm going to lift up ranch mothers.
Well, we made it through the Nebraska Star Party. That concluded here with over 400 people that came, international people that came for the Star Party here in the Valentine area. So there's still time to get that trip in down the Niobrara River before summer is over and the kids are back in school. Or maybe it's a fall hunting trip that you'd like to plan down here on the Valentine Wildlife Refuge or McKelvey National Forest. Lots of public land for you to get on. There's some private available as well. For information, go to visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News is the Commercial Cattleman's publication. It's located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers. You can learn about all of it. Go to Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. Get your subscription coming today.
So don't be too serious. Experience is something you don't get until just after you need it.
That's right.
For every action, there is an equal and opposite criticism.
Oh.
Never do card tricks for the group that you play poker with. Sound advice there, I'm sure. No one is listening until you make a mistake. You never really learn to swear until you learn to drive. Or golf. We could substitute golf in there too. Two wrongs are only the beginning. The problem with the gene pool is that there is no lifeguard. Something else to consider. Don't take yourself too serious here. A clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory. Change is inevitable, except from vending machines. And sometimes they don't give you your change.
Yeah, so that's right.
A few things not to take yourself or life too seriously here on The Good Stuff. Kim, what do you have?
This is by S. Omar Barker, ranch mother. She knows the keen of lonely winds, the sound of hooves at night, the creak of unwarmed saddles, and the chill before daylight. The champ of eager bridle bits, the clink of spurs, the clump of boots, lone silence too, for cowboys' sons are hers. She knew the dust of cattle trails while yet she was a bride, and tangy smell of branding iron upon a doggy's hide. The yelp of coyotes on a hill, the night hawk's lonely croon, the bawl of milking cattle, thus her cow camp honeymoon. Her hands are hard from laboring, her face is brown from sun, but oh, her eyes are deep with dreams of days and duties done. The hand of hardship forged her love, that first far rangeland spring. Now he is gone, its memory lives, a gentle, deathless thing. Her days knew little neighboring, less now, perhaps, than then. Alone with years, she gleans content. Her sons are horseback men.
And S. Omar Bradley?
S. Omar Barker, yep.
So, did you know vice grips were created in Nebraska? You know, the locking pliers?
Yeah, you're kidding.
No. Danish immigrant and DeWitt, Nebraska blacksmith, designed locking pliers in the early 1920s. Patented in 1924, he named his invention Vice Grip. At first, DeWitt produced the pliers in his shop and sold the pliers from the trunk of his car. Within 4 years, he had more than 600 employees. 4 years, he went from doing it himself to 600 employees. The tools were very popular. Mechanics and carpenters could grab a nut or a bolt and hold on to it, freeing their hands. Today, vice grips are sold in almost every hardware store. Okay, something else for Nebraska trivia.
No kidding. I want to see a hardware store that doesn't have vice grips.
I've never seen one.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think they all have them.
You know, we talked one time about the SDSU dairy creating cookies and cream ice cream.
Yes.
Did you know butter brickle ice cream features high-quality butter brickle pieces whipped into vanilla ice bean ice cream? It was originally introduced at Omaha's Blackstone Hotel in the 1920s. So,
delicious flavors abound.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, whether it's about ice cream or vice grips or something like that, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and then maybe one day we can feature it right here on this great radio station on The Good Stuff.